From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Congress scrambled to get all of its business done this year, and it didn't give President Bush all the money he wanted to prepare for a potential flu pandemic, but it did provide vaccine makers with sweeping new liability protections. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that critics say the protections are so broad they could end up preventing injured patients from suing virtually any drug or vaccine maker.
The vaccine provisions were added to the defense spending bill in the dark of night earlier this week, but they weren't exactly a surprise. In fact, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist telegraphed his plans in a speech on avian flu 2 weeks ago.
The manufacturers tell us the liability protection is important. So hopefully we'll get some liability protection here in the next several days.
The protections are intended to encourage companies to develop vaccines against natural threats like pandemic flu, as well as unnatural occurrences such as bioterrorism. But some lawmakers resisted shielding manufacturers from lawsuits without also guaranteeing compensation to people injured or killed by the products. Among them is Florida Republican Congressman Dave Weldon. Like Senator Frist, he's a physician. Without compensation, Weldon says, people asked to take a vaccine first are likely to resist.
You may have a real significant difficulty in getting compliance. And the nightmare scenario that I'm concerned about is you start having doctors and nurses refusing the vaccine. And then if that gets in the press, then nobody will take their shots.
Late last Sunday night, negotiators on the defense bill signed off without any vaccine language, said House Appropriations Committee ranking Democrat David Obie of Wisconsin.
The conference committee ended its work with the understanding, both verbal and in writing, that there would be no, I repeat, no legislative liability protection language inserted in this bill.
Frist, however, prevailed on House Speaker Dennis Hastert to insert more than 40 pages of legislative language after the fact, Obie continued, in violation of both the House and Senate rules.
That legislation was unilaterally and arrogantly inserted into the bill after the conference was over, in a blatantly abusive power play by two of the most powerful men in Congress.
Senator Frist had been negotiating for days with key senators, but Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy said what ended up in the bill is far broader than what had been discussed, providing
a basic blank check for the industries, not only on pandemic flu, but just about any other kind of, quote, epidemic that anyone can think of.
Under the law, the Secretary of Health and Human Services would trigger the protections by declaring an epidemic. Already, HHS Secretary Mike Leavitt has used the word epidemic to describe everything from AIDS and obesity to diabetes, potentially broadening the legal protections dramatically. Congress, however, is virtually certain to revisit the issue next year as it tries to find the other half of the $7 billion the president wants for pandemic preparedness. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.